Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Torrent Power Limited H1 FY26 results conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parth from Kirin Advisors Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Torrent Power Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Yashovardhan Bajaj, Managing Director. With that, now hand over the call to Mr. Yashovardhan Bajaj.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for our first earnings call as a listed company. It's a proud moment for us at Torrent to speak with all of you all after our successful listing. We're grateful for the trust you all have shown in us, investors, customers, partners, and employees. I'll give a brief intro of the company. We're an engineering and manufacturing company providing end-to-end solutions in crushing, screening, washing for the minerals and aggregate sector. Our company started with supplying aggregates and spare parts and over time transitioned into manufacturing the complete range of equipment. Today, we are serving customers across India and several international markets, supported by our advanced manufacturing facility in Uttarakhand and a strong engineering-led team. We've built a reputation for durability, performance, and service. Coming to our financial performance, the total income for H1 FY26 stood at 32.29 crores, which was a growth of 6.89% over last year. EBITDA was 6.77 crores, up by 9.47%, and net profit was 3.67 crores. The results reflect steady demand, efficient execution, and disciplined cost management. Innovation remains a priority, and we continue to focus on developing energy-efficient crushers and new washing systems. Geographically, the company is currently consolidating its position across India, and we have entered the new markets we said we'll enter, namely the Northeast and the South. As we move into the second half, we remain cautiously optimistic. The inquiry pipeline is healthy, export markets are showing gradual improvement, and our focus will remain on execution, productivity, and expanding our domestic and international footprint. Thank you once again for your support and confidence. We'll now be happy to take your questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Mukesh Panjwani from WC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah. My first question is regarding the order book. Can you tell what is the order book and what is the execution timeline?
Currently, our order book stands at 35 crores. 25 crores of that will get executed by December. 10 crores of that 25 is exports. 15 crores is going to be at the exhibition, and 10 crores will be in January.
Okay, okay. So December is looking like. Yeah.
So December is going to be a big month for us. That will be about 25, yeah.
Okay, okay, okay. So in the pre-IPO meet, you told that we can do like 140-150 crore in this year. So do you think is it possible like in the H1 we have done only 32 crore? So would we be able to do 100 and yeah.
So we've now clocked in 40 as of the time we speak at the moment. We most likely will not be able to clock in 140. We'll most likely clock in about 100-105. Some reasons for the revision include that the export market where we thought we got a 35% blend, We're expecting about a 20% blend in the export market. So some earnings from there are revised, and we are not receiving the expected demand from that region.
I would like to intervene in that. Let me introduce myself. I'm Sumit, and I'm the founder of this. So one reason for that was the export duties which were slapped by the U.S. government. So some orders in U.S. was not very positive for us. So more of them is going to the South American market. So what Yash is saying, that 10 crores is for the exports. We have already received about 50% advance for that. We are waiting for the LCs. And we missed the vessel for November 7th. So the next vessel is there in December sometime. So probably 10 crores will be going for exports only for the South American market. So the one reason for the revised calculations for the exports was U.S. we are banking on a big thing. But still, the South American market is a good market for us, and we are looking, like, compared to last year was only about 2.5 crores. This year, we are already have orders in hand about 14 to 15 crores for exports, which should be executed by January.
Okay, thank you. And how should we see the margin?
Margins in exports are definitely much better. Even if the half-yearly results that you see in half-yearly results, although the numbers, we didn't get any proceeds of the IPO to actually get any kind of positive numbers because of the IPO. But yeah, if you see the gross margins are steadily improving. Although the net profit was a little down, reason being that the increased manpower that we have inculcated, and we could, because of that, we could increase into markets, like we got purchase orders from markets in Middle East, Saudi Arabia, and from even the South market, which was very, very difficult for us. There we got orders. We already dispatched goods over there. The first order in the South market where the major competitive market is there. So that was a big breakthrough. And the reason for that was even we had made an announcement earlier. We had some very nice people and very experienced people in the team. So earlier, if our competitor's company, the sales head was Mr. Anand. So he joined our company. So, and he was very instrumental in increasing the sales from 300 crores to approximately 1500 crores in our competitor's company, Propel. And after he joined, we are getting a lot of traction in the South market.
Okay. Yeah. So, sir, in H2, can we expect the margins to be better? Like right now, it is around 11%, I believe. So
it should be. H2. Yeah. So as we said, in even pre-IPO, the earlier roadshows, what we said, we surely expect the margins to be between 17%, 16 to 17-18%. Prime reasons because of that is the raw material. The raw material purchase is going to be what is the actual effect of this is going to be coming only in the second H2. H1 had no impact material of the funds that has come in. So we are seeing a very good response with all the vendors. We are getting very good prices, good discounts. And on an average, if you see the cost of the goods, what you are purchasing, it has gone down by about 3 to 4% already.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in H2, we can have like 16 to 18% of PAT margin.
Right.
That's good, sir. And sir, what are the plans for next year? Next year and next to next year. Can you throw some light on that also?
So right now we are trying to have a stable thing, and the existing capacities, as we mentioned earlier, the existing capacities in the factory, it is well tuned to the tune of about 250 crores. We don't need extra space in that. What we need is, if you see, we need to add up machineries, which we have already ordered. The machinery, some of them have already come in. More of them will come in the first quarter. The full effect of this will be effective only in the first quarter of next year, you can say. Once the complete machinery, all our job work charges, what we are paying outside, those will be reduced. Many of the quality improvements will be done. The QC center, which was not there, that will be implemented. So we are on full force to work on those numbers and those kind of plans that we have given. So it's right on track.
Okay. So can we expect, like, next year we can double up the revenue? Is it possible?
I'll not say double up, but I'll say, yeah, it's going to be healthy, much healthier. The average industry, if you see the other people, the big guys in this company, in this industry, they're going on an average is about 30 to 35% is a minimum growth, what they are saying. We expect much better in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll come back in a few times.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rakshit Shetty from Hamza Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. This is Rakshit Shetty. So my question is, what would be the revenue and PAT projections for this FY26 and FY27? And also, why was H1 very slow in terms of business traction and revenue booking?
As I explained to the earlier caller also, the H1 was slow because traditionally, if you see in our industry, H1 is always slow because of the rainy season. No one takes deliveries of equipment in the rainy season. Most of the traction happens only in H2. So and this year also, there was exceptional rain. The rains continued until October. So in spite of the machines being ready at our place, orders, healthy orders in hand, we just couldn't deliver it. There were a lot of stocks, and even now we have a lot of stocks in our factory. And the other thing is, it was easy for us to just dispatch it to the customer and just leave it lying in the open space, and the machines get spoiled over there. So there was no point actually to dispatch it and like spoil the machines, and we are responsible that the machines get fully erected and commissioned. That's also our responsibility. So that's one reason that we refrain from sending the machines to the customers in spite of orders, good orders in hand. In terms of the revenue figures in 26, as Yash told earlier, we expect between 100 to 105, 110 crores of revenues coming in 26. 27, we are not sure like how much, but yeah, practically we are looking at about 40 to 50% growth bare minimum.
Okay. And also regarding to the Expon event which you are participating, so what are your plans for the same, and also what are the orders you are expecting?
So in Expon is a very big event. It happens every 2 years. It happens in Bangalore, and it's a major international event for all the equipments, and most of the international brands are also there, be it from Turkey, from Europe, from China, or from other European countries. Everyone is over there. We are putting up a mega stall over there. We are spending close to about 1.5 to 1.7 crores in that. And we expect, we are taking machinery worth 20 crores in the exhibition, out of which 15 crores of the machines are already pre-sold. So that's why Yash was saying that the revenue figures for December, like why we are confident that 25 is going to be there. 10 crores of orders is going to be going for exports, which we have already received the advances. We are just waiting for the LCs to come in. And 15 crores is going to be dispatched from the Expon show itself. The show is there from 9 to 13th of December. So 25 crores for sure revenues are there. And the other thing is, whenever we take part in all the exhibitions, we get a good amount of orders. Like last year, we took part in Bauma in Delhi. In just one exhibition, we got orders worth 30 crores. And Expon is traditionally 4 to 5 times bigger than Bauma, which is in Delhi. So we expect about 30 to 35 crores minimum orders, fresh orders coming in. And what we want to do is we want to break through in the South market, which is again a very dominant market and a big market which we have not ventured so aggressively. But yes, we already got a breakthrough. We dispatched machines in Hyderabad, in other places over there. And we expect good orders to come in the show over there.
Okay, sir. Fair enough. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Chitresh Lunawat from 9. Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Just wanted to understand the margins and stuff. So, like, how do you think, like, our two margins will be, like, in the range of 16 to 18% when the different margins are in
10%? Your voice is not clear, sir. Can you come again? Your voice is not clear. Your voice is not clear, sir. Can you please come again? Hello? No, your voice is not clear.
I was asking about the margin improvement, sir. Like, how do we see that, like, you know, our total year's margin would range between 16 to 18%? Because H1 margins were quite good.
You are saying the margins, the EBITDA levels and the net margins, right?
So 16 to 18% is net margin, right?
Right, that's the net profits, yeah. Yeah.
So we are targeting around 100 crores sales and around 16 to 18 crores of profit.
business.
Right. Right. And in the PSU meeting, sir, you have told that you're trying to double the sales next year. So any order book that like or like what are our plans for FY27?
So we discussed already the order books that we have. So order book is already like a good 35 crores of order book is there. The dispatches are going to be happening in December, about 25 crores. And the only thing what we had said in the pre-IPO roadshow that we expected orders from U.S. market because of the duty structure. Some of the U.S. orders are delayed, postponed, or not structured. What happened. So, but although not from U.S., but we got good orders from other South American markets like Chile or Dominican Republic and Mexico. We in fact got orders from Saudi Arabia. We got orders from Oman. South market, we have got orders. So yeah, the order book is steadily building up and we are venturing into new areas. So order book is not a much concern to us.
What you are targeting on?
Your voice is breakable.
Sir, your voice is not clear. Can you?
I'll join back.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Bharat Reddy, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Can you explain about the usage of IPO funds so far?
The usage of funds mostly only about nine. What we have done is one is the IPO expense that has totally been incurred. The other expense is only in the working capital. We still have about 21 crores of fund lying with us. Total was about 42 crores. 7 crores has gone in IPO funds and 35. And we spent about say 13 to 14 crores only in working capital. And place some orders of machinery. We have paid the advances. Machineries are due to come. That's it.
Okay. Okay, sir. So my next question is, in the IPO also, you are talking about factory expansion and modernization, right? So can you update the status on that?
Come again?
Sir, you were talking about factory expansion and some kind of modernization during the IPO
roadshow.
Right.
So, as we mentioned earlier, I mean, earlier the factory was like 70,000. We expanded to like 110,000 square feet. So that all the civil infrastructure work is all complete. Already started working in that. We are in the process of establishing more paint booths and other stuffs over there, more machines over there. So, and all the IoT cranes are being installed as of now. Some of them are already installed. So that's a work in progress. Mostly it should be completed by December end. Yeah. So because of the IoT crane is not completely installed, that's creating a bit of hindrance to us to execute the orders. So by December end, I think all the cranes will be installed. Because of cranes, still installation still under progress. We are working with hydras and other stuff. So that's creating a bit of a problem for us. But we expect to complete all these infrastructure work by December. Yeah. That's it.
Okay. Sure, sir. And my next question, this is about again the equipment that you are taking to the expo. So you said that you are taking 20 CR worth of equipment and that gets dispatched from the expo to the clients. So you will book the 20 CR revenue in the month of December. Is that right?
We'll take equipment worth 20 crores. We have a confirmed orders in that equipment approximately 15 crores. 99% they will be dispatched from the exhibition directly to the client, okay. Respective clients. If the client is somewhere close to Haryana, then obviously we'll get it back to the factory, then dispatch. But for any customers down south or west or those places, we'll try and dispatch it from there or even to the port for exports. It's all going to go straight from there. We'll save money on the freight charges.
Sure.
Apart from the exhibition of where the goods of 15 crores will be sold, 10 crores worth of goods we already are going to export it to the South American market. So that's the single LC. We have already received 50% advance. Goods are all ready in our stocks. We are waiting for the LC for the balance money.
which we expect the LCs to come in mostly by this month end, and we expect to dispatch it by December 15th or by December, whichever day we get the vessel. So for sure, 25 crores is extra revenue, which is already like confirmed. Apart from that, we should get more revenues from whatever. And the other reason that, as I told earlier, we didn't do much of the sales because we held on to many of the sales because we had to take these equipments for the show over there. And we didn't have like so much of time to make the equipments. I mean, we got the funds only in like September and October. And we started making the machines, and we didn't want to lose any orders or any of the equipment for the show. So that is one reason that in spite of orders being in place, we were holding on to the equipment and saying to the customers, we'll dispatch it from the exhibition.
Okay. So, sir, you are talking about one more expo, right? Is that last year you said that you have attended an expo. Is that same or a different one?
No, last year exhibition was in Delhi. That is called BOMA. Again, that's an international exhibition. And this year, the exhibition is called EXCON. It happens in Bangalore. Both the exhibitions happen every 2 years interval. So practically, these are the annual exhibitions that we take place every year.
So that means like since you need to attend the expo in December month, so whatever that you manufacture in November month, that goes straight away to the expo, and no sales will be booked
right
in the month of October and November.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I will join back the queue.
Right.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Hardik Gandhi from HPMG Shares and Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Yeah, so am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just wanted to know something where in the pre-IPO meet, I do understand that we had discussed about the guidance and everything. And I can understand where there is a downward revised guidance. But for the H1, when we spoke, you did mention that we had already crossed the halfway mark for our target of 150 crore in September itself. And to see the results, which is literally half of that. Any idea as to why this is happening? And I do understand you also mentioned that the sales were deferred, but that is only up to the tune of 15 to 20 crores. So on an average, we should have reached a 65 to 70 crore mark by half year. So just your thoughts on that.
No, so we never mentioned that we have reached 75 crores pre-IPO. That we never mentioned. We said that, yeah, we have done the turnover, and we never said that 70 crores. We said that we are orders of 42 crores. Out of 42 crores, about approximately like right now we are at 40 crores as we talk today. And if we add up like the next 25 to 30 crores up to December, it's going to be about 70 crores. The only hiccup in that was we had good orders and inquiries from US market, but because of the duty structure over there, some of the orders are either postponed or cancelled. We are not sure about that because of duty. So that is the only changes. But even if US is not a very lucrative market because of duty structure over there, but what I see is it's just that the purchases are postponed. It's not denied. The duty structure remains almost the same compared to China and to us. There is no special advantage China is getting and India is at a backlog. No. So what we think is that it's only a delayed thing, and in times to come, the US market is going to be back again.
Understood, sir. And are we still on the track for our 500 crore revenue mark in the terms of we were expecting in 2028-2029, where you did mention that you have a target of 500 crores in the next 3 to 4 years of top line.
Surely we have a target of that because we are at a very base, and compared to all other in players in the industry, we are at a very low base as of now. So that is not a problem for us. But the only question is, it's very difficult for us to say the timeline that yes, it will be there in 3 years. What I see is that there's a difference between the lip and the cup. So we have to be very, very cautious and to say the numbers very, very, very realistic.
Yeah, so just a humble request, like going forward from the investor community, any guidance which the management gives is held to the T. And if we underscore or underperform on those numbers, it is severely reflected in the secondary market. So if we can be a little more conservative.
That's what we realize. That's what we realize. So that's why talking about numbers, what we are giving now is like 100 to 105, 110 crores. That's all we are saying is conservative. We don't want to say any numbers in which, for any reasons, we don't want to give reasons later on. It's better to be conservative and outperform what we say. I think that's more like that's a better business and a better guidance to the investors.
Yes.
So we don't want to underperform in any ways. And whatever you want to say is like very, very realistic, and it should happen.
Really appreciate the candor. Thank you so
Yeah.
much. All the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sarthak Kumar, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Sir, I want to know the reasons of revision in guidance and your next target for FY27. Revenue target 27. Where do you find yourself after 1 year? We want 500 crore revenue, something like that.
So FY26, we are looking at revenues between 105 to 110. FY27, we see a much better growth because the infrastructure that is going to be created, the machines that we have to add from the IPO funds, those are already ordered. The machines and all will come. The full effect will that come only start coming only from the first quarter of next financial year. So I expect, even though the growth in this financial year, I expect, say, about 50%, but next year it should be about 60 to 70%.
Okay, and what about PAT margins for next year?
See, for 26, we said about 16 to 18% is the net PAT margins, and we expect around the same for the next financial year also.
Okay, thank you, sir. I've got my answers.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shubham Gupta, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're audible.
Okay, sir. Okay. So, sir, per month, how much, how much at suppose 90% utilization, how much revenue you can book per month?
At 90% utilization?
Yeah.
About 18 crores, 20 crores.
So if your order book right now is 35 crore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Approximately.
Yeah.
So, and like, what is the order pipeline right now?
We have about 35 crores in pipeline, yeah.
35 crore in pipeline. Okay, sir. And what is leading to your margin improvement? You are saying that the margins will go to 15% PAT margin. So what are the reasons behind that?
Major reasons are our purchase has got significantly cheaper, which you'll see in the next financial half year results. So that you can already see on our end, where purchases got 3-4% cheaper. Apart from that, as the export blend improves and as our sales price increases for market we've entered, the margins will improve accordingly. So those are the two main reasons.
Okay, sir. And what was the reason for flat top line this 6 months? Like in H1, the top line was pretty flat. So what was the reason behind that?
So
In September. Yeah. So in you told in the pre-IPO meet that till August you have already booked 30 crore of top line.
Correct.
So there was no was there no work done in September?
September there was work done. A lot of the dispatches were held. Some dispatches have occurred recently, and that's why we've hit 40 now. Some of those orders also did get delayed and are expected to get dispatched in December. So thus, in December, we'll have a 25 crore month, which is greater than expected. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rajan Dalvi, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations for your good listing in the secondary market. Just wanted to understand that you have said that you have started new business from the south and some from the north side. So may I understand exact the product bifurcation, like from the construction equipments, like, you know, construction side or from the mining side?
In the northeast market, it's going to mines. I believe it's an iron ore. For the one that's gone to the south, that is for the aggregates market where the person is manufacturing sand again. In that, he's using some of our new machinery, which is basically a new type of screen, along with the thickener, the cyclowash range. So, and in the mining one, that was a track-mounted crusher again.
Okay. And as you said that you got a new team joining on board. So, are you trying to develop some products which will be equivalent to your competitors or better than your competitors as of now?
I think currently we've expanded our product range quite a bit where we have one of the largest ranges in the industry. Now the management wants to focus more on execution and penetration of these existing products into the market because we've done a great chunk of R&D now where we have a good range. So I think for a while now the management is going to focus on getting these products more to market.
Okay, and my last question is like, will you be giving any sales update every month or kind of every 2 months? You have any plans like that?
We are going to target to give it in December for sure, the quarterly. That's what we're targeting.
Okay. Okay. And what are the free cash flows for this last, you given the result, this result, what were the free cash flows?
I will have to check that. I'm not sure. We can send that to you after the meeting.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take our next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Arnav, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I hope I am audible.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah, so, I am again confused as to why we are still giving in a very aggressive guidance even for H2. I believe that we still don't have order book visibility. You just said around 35 crores of order visibility. And I'm trying to understand what is our customer acquisition strategy. Is it just based on, you know, attending this, you know, conferences? Or is there some other way? Do you have a sales team which can reach out to and, you know, get connections within the industry? Down from 150 crore to 110 crore, 100 crore, it's understandable. But if I see from a context of previous year, again, like it's like from like 45 to like almost double, like some 70 crore you're going. That's a huge, execution to beat. So why are you like being so confident? And also I'm trying to understand the international. So see, from what I'm hearing today is that the tariff, whatever has been going on, the tariff shenanigans going on in US is going to be uplifted shortly. So is there anything that we can do? Like if things go positive our way, do we see sales in the US market? Like are we still in connections and these things are postponed or has these ideas been dropped completely to sell to US? Because if the tariffs go away, what is our plan? Do we see us doing more sales in US? Or has that idea been, you know, we have sort of neglected it?
Okay, so I got your question. And basically, as for the guidance we're giving currently, we're not considering the US market. If things do improve, then definitely those will add to the numbers. What are the things we did in the US market? We had made good strides in the US market earlier and those strides will continue to be there. The strides we had made was we had opened up a dealership in our brand name, Torin Americas. Apart from that, we had secured warehouse space for storing our machines. and you're about to launch when the tariff hit. So definitely when those do go away, those agreements will still be in place for us. And our partners continue to work with us and they want to appoint more dealers over there. Coming to the sales team, no, we do not depend only on the exhibitions. The exhibitions are an important part of sales. However, we have a sales team not only in the adjoining regions to us now, but we also appointed teams in the south and in the east. And we've clicked orders in both those regions. And the team that we appointed is not a rookie team, you could say. They've come from the veteran or legacy companies in the industry. So we do expect to click orders via them as well.
So, is my expectation going that, you know, you are going to, you know, sort of over-deliver? Is that what you, because see, the first result, that is sort of, you know, like how you judge a business, right? And it's like heartbreaking to see, you know, that we couldn't meet our guidance. Yeah, as an investor, right. I think that's a complaint that the investor community will have in general. So going ahead, I want you guys to give, give lower guidances, and we're happy with that. Like, we don't mind getting lower guidances, because 100% guidance, like, there are so many shortfalls to it, and there can be so many possible reasons. So when we are giving aggressive guidance, let us not be so aggressive. Let us be as conservative as possible. And let us make sure that we over...
The numbers now are quite conservative and we expect to hit our targets.
Yeah, I still feel your H2 guidance is very steep, and I am going to observe very closely how you guys are going to do it. I'm also looking forward to your December presentation. Let's see what you guys are doing. So yeah, I will... all the best to your team. Hope you guys come out better from here.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Venkata from BRCM. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah. So, I have one question, okay? Government is, you know, very highly focusing on, you know, rare earth metal extraction.
Can you please increase your voice a bit? I cannot hear you clearly.
Yeah, 1 second. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm traveling. Okay. How about now?
Better.
Okay. So actually, government of India is, you know, highly focusing on, you know, this rare earth mineral extraction, right? So what role, you know, do we play here? Okay, is there any role, you know, we need to play here? Yeah, playing here.
So we fit quite nicely into the segment because we have, you could say, quite tailored solutions, and our engineering partners are experts, especially in this, where you have to design new circuits and provide new technologies. And one example of that is in the Jaipur market, where we were able to develop some new technology for silica. While it may not be considered rare earth, it's different types of separation, different types of beneficiation. And we were able to get a better result than the industry. And when it comes to, you could say, rare earths like gold, iron ore, coal, our partners have worked extensively in those fields, and we are pitching those ideas to the bigger players as well. Like, for example, I'm not sure the company's name, but they were basically pitching our company, company's product via the national tender to the Tata Steel Mines. So yeah, our products do fit in those ranges, you could say, for the rare earths as well.
Okay. I have another question. Okay, regarding, you know, the product quality and then wider section of, you know, what I call products. Okay, how do we position, you know, with respect to, you know, Propel industries, because, you know, they are doing almost, you know, more than 1,000 PR, right? Okay. I just want to understand the, you know, quality of the products, you know, with respect to the Propel, okay, and then the wider variety of, you know, the products as well across the different industries. Yeah.
So product quality, you could say, in some products we have better quality, some products we might have worse, and I think a simple way to determine that is the price the product is getting in the market. And often we are getting a price quite similar to them, slightly lower by maybe 10%, solely because they are an established brand. But the fact that customers are even willing to pay for our product at a 10% discount tells you enough about the product quality. And when it comes in terms of the range, our range is wider to Propel. We make almost all the machines that they make and more. The sectors we haven't ventured into like them is probably EV trucks, and that is the main difference. Apart from that, our range is wider and quality is, you could say, at par.
Okay, thanks, thanks. All the best for the future.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Satish, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Am I audible?
Yeah.
I'll just double check on the guidances because we have discussed and we have revised also something. So FY26, the total what we are targeting is 100 to 110 on the conservative side. With the tax margin of open year is 16 to 80. That's correct?
Right.
Okay. Further
to FY, this year expected around 15 to 16%, yes.
Okay, so it is not to H2 I asked, so for the total year, right?
Yes, 15 to 16%.
Okay. Coming to FY27, we are targeting again on the conservative side. Once we said 50 to 60, I'll take that as a 50 to 60 on the base of FY26, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you want to look conservative, I take 40-50%. That is a rate which we can never go wrong. We have not missed that target in many years. So that is the most conservative number you can take. Yeah.
With the same margins, 15 to 16 kind of thing.
Maybe an improvement of 1-1.5-2%. Yeah.
Okay. And the last question that I am actually curious to understand on the orders part. Okay. So is this business, because in other companies, we see the orders very differently. So is this something where you get the order on a monthly basis? Or how is it? Because the numbers 100, then 40% to this and on. Okay. And the orders what we have as of today do not go in sync.
Mm-hmm.
So is this, we have to see this business differently? Just please explain us. I'm not very aware of this thing.
So typically, if you compare us to our industry peers, the order books are typically 2 months to 3 months long. Reason being, mine owners typically only place orders once they are close to getting their leases. So once they get their leases, they don't wait too long. And before they get their leases, they don't really place the order. So the order books usually are typically 2 to 3 months long. And thus, our delivery timelines are also about 45 days. So that is usually how it works. And this would be industry-wide.
Okay. Okay. This is something new to me. Okay. So that answers my question. And look forward for the Q3 con call and the results. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shubham Gupta, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. My questions are answered. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Venkatesh Sekar from BHEL. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
I would like to know with respect to the sales, previously one participant asked those questions also, if we can have direct tie-up or move with some of the bigger mining players or infrastructure players, what are we going to do about that? Can you kindly tell, sir?
We're already working with some of the larger players. Most of the larger players in the industry we're working with, whether you take L&T, JSW, those are companies we work with on a, you could say, monthly basis. Additionally, companies like Tata Steel are company we work with, or even Jindal Stainless. So our goal is to obviously increase our order booking in these companies, and the only way we can do that is by showing reliability, good product, and building that trust over time. So that is something we are working on, and we are already working with them.
Sir, I have one more question. Hello?
Yeah.
It would be very very much useful and better if your company can communicate as a investor presentation every once in a quarter. Considering we are having a half yearly cycle with results, at least a good communication once in 3 months will be do a great good for our investors, sir.
Correct. Now we were initially having some challenges with IRPRs. We appointed them about, I think, 2 weeks ago only. So all these things should improve now. There should be much more ease for the investors.
Because communication will give a lot of confidence among investors. The secondary market is a bit volatile considering you are an SME as of now.
Correct, correct, correct. We agree with those and we take your concerns into account, and thus we have appointed the IRPR. Thus, that will help with all communication related matters and giving all updates in a timely manner.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vishal Kumar, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, hi, sir. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you well.
So in our pre-IPO, you know, conference call, you have very, thoroughly mentioned about, you know, being a pit-to-port partner, wherein I understand that we have a huge range of equipments.
Right.
I understand that as far as innovation is concerned, we are already doing our best. But my understanding, what I want to understand from you is that, I mean, this international player, Terex, you know, Aztec, and then you mentioned what Propel, Plana, all these companies, they have a, you know, a considerable market share. So I right. just wanted to know that how, I mean, next 1 or 2 years, I mean, I understand we are pitching our products a little cheaper, but how this market share, how we are going to take this market share from these guys?
I mean, we're not only pitching up.
That is how we are going to improve our sales, right, sir? Because, I mean, I understand there is no problem as far as execution is concerned. The challenge is that we don't have the order book, right, sir?
No, we have an order book of 35 crores currently, which is a sizable okay. order book for December. And in January, that order book should be complete. So
right.
the order book is sizable. In terms of competition, okay. however, we are not competing with just the MNCs. If you take the Indian market, for example, the Indian players itself have become sizable. We're competing with the Indian market and the MNCs. And I think the Indian market is a great example of what you might see in the world in the coming years. If you just take a look at the Indian market, the MNCs have been losing market share every single year. And the Indian companies right. have been growing significantly. And you could say that is something we expect to see in the rest of the world. Reason being quite simply that the quality that we are providing to the MNCs is quite similar. And as you mentioned, the cost or the price you're offering to the customers is significantly lesser. So customers are starting to understand that, and once we are making entries into regions, it's becoming much more easier to sell. Once we have working products in regions. Like for example, Russia, we're getting repeat orders often now or repeat inquiries often now. And similarly, like once we've entered a region like Saudi, we're going to enter it soon. So over there also we expect the demand to grow over time.
Right. Sir, but then sir, if I understand all those things, but then if we see that part, then by this time we should have at least an order book of 60 crores, right? I mean, if the guidance which you have given, earlier guidance, 140 crores, I am taking purely that into consideration, considering all these factors, you know. So, I mean, if we have to take that, then the order book should have been at least 60 crore by now, 60 to 70. So, I mean, if we are getting orders, then why our order book is very less, and what is stopping us to achieve more? That is what I want to understand. I mean, we can execute, that I understand. We have innovation, that also I know. So what is stopping us? I mean, we are not getting orders, or what is going wrong?
So as I mentioned earlier, our order books are typically 2-3 months long. So in that, if you take the earlier guidance of 140 crores, in that a monthly run rate has to be about 12 crores a month. Correct? So even in 12 right. crores a month and the 3 month long period, your order book will typically not exceed much more than 35-36 crores. So we currently are at that order book run rate in terms of execution. We did delay some orders which we are now expecting to dispatch in December. So we will hit about 65 by the end of December. And on top of that, will only be bonuses. Thus, we'll be conservative with the 100 number for the end of the year.
Sure. All the very best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Venkata from BRCM. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi sir. I have one question here. Okay. What is the average life cycle of across all the products which we manufacture?
For the specific customer, like how often the reorder?
No. I am asking about average life cycle of a product which we deliver to any customer across all the products. Okay. I'm just trying to understand what is the repetitive orders. How often we get the repetition of orders? Yeah.
So crushing plants typically about 10 to 15 years, often 15 to even 20 sometimes. In that, the only recurring revenue you get is spare parts revenue. Over time, as the machine gets older, the spare parts consumption rises to about 15% to 20%, after which the machine typically gets scrapped. For other ranges like the cycle wash, you could say the equipment lasts for about 10 years, which again, the spare parts consumption increases over time, starting with about 5%, rising to about 20 again.
Okay. So, I mean, 10 to 15 years, roughly.
Correct.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the line of participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parth for closing comments. Mr. Parth, can you please unmute your line and go ahead?
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Torin MPS Limited. If you have any further queries, you can write us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference.
Thank you.
On behalf of Kirin Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.